perhaps it's the year of all years to get yourself a flu shot. And guess what? They're going to be covered under MCP this fall. Now, the Newfoundland and Labrador Medical Association is calling it a win for the population. And you'll hear that right now because I had a chat with the president of the NLMA, Dr. Lynette Powell.
I think, you know, this is a win for the population, really. We have been doing flu shots in family medicine clinics for many, many years. And I guess in 2016, there was a decision made that they would no longer be funded under our provincial drug insurance. And for that reason, many family medicine clinics were not doing flu shots from 2016 to 2019 in any large volume, for sure. So this year, I guess, with the need for us to kind of get a higher vaccination rate, the government has authorized us again to be delivering flu shots in our family medicine clinics. So we're hoping that's going to help a lot in the effort to try to increase our provincial vaccination rate.
So take me through how it will work. Will I just make an appointment with my family physician and just go in and it's done that quick?
Hopefully. I mean, you know, for people who always got their family doctor to do their influenza vaccine, most of them know that we would do clinics where people would do exactly what you said, come in, get the needle, wait around for a little while, and just to make sure you didn't have a reaction, and then you were all done, all set. So for the most part, for most people, there was very little wait when they came in to see their family doctor, and it was done quite quickly and efficiently. I guess most of us this year are all looking at how we're going to do that in an efficient manner while still maintaining social distancing and, you know, sanitation and precautions around COVID-19.
And is this measure something that NLMA has sort of rallied towards in previous years? Am I right?
Well, you know, it's always been felt that family doctors were in a optimal place to be able to offer vaccinations to their patients. For starters, we actually know which patients in our practice are at the highest risk of having complications from influenza. So I think it's very likely that we're far more able to make sure that population gets their vaccination. So, you know, for the most part, we need to have an all-hands-on-deck approach to this year. Our provincial vaccination rates have traditionally been some of the lowest in Canada. We need to be looking at a much higher rate this year for sure. And, you know, really in coming years, the Public Health Agency of Canada would like to see us be up to an 80% vaccination rate. So, you know, that's a long way to go from Newfoundland's current 25 to 30% vaccination rate.
Should someone who doesn't typically get the flu shot maybe think about getting it this year for the very reason of being in lockdown?
I think, you know, it's important for us to recognize that influenza is a serious illness in itself, and people can have significant complications with influenza. Many people die in our province and in our country every year from influenza, and there's no guarantees, you know, who's going to have those serious complications, although we do know some groups are higher risk. I would say to everybody out there, no matter if you consider yourself high risk or not, you probably love somebody who is high risk. So making sure that those people around you are protected and you are protected yourself is doing a service to the entire population and to your loved ones for sure. I just really want people to understand that there's lots of different ways this year you can get your flu shot, your family doctor, public health will still be delivering flu shots. Please try to get out there and do it. Do it for your family, do it for yourself, and do it for the healthcare system so that if we do have a second wave of COVID-19, we will have, you know, it'll help us with capacity in our healthcare system as well.